opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All
right! If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
The Bible says in Matthew 5, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." You're listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. And today we're talking about God's law. Folks, if you thought the culture wars was dead, you're wrong. I remember, I don't know, a couple years ago, that was the thing. People are saying, oh, the culture wars are over. They're dead. It's done. And Christians, you lost. Well, I'd say that's the farthest from the truth. Look at what's happening in America and around the world. Planned Parenthood videos uncovering the fact that they kill babies and harvest their baby parts. Homosexual marriage. Now you have people across the country interposing civil magistrates defending the law of God. And so on with the Black Lives Matter and everything else that's going on. America's on fire in the culture war. And we're going to be talking to my good friend Dave Dobemeyer today. Coach Dave is down in Ashland, Kentucky, where this Rowan County clerk, Kim Davis, this sweet, humble Christian lady, has now made is a national story because she refuses to issue marriage licenses to homosexuals. Because it violates her conscience, she says. Because she has a constitutional right to refuse to do this based on her freedom of religion. And it violates her conscience because her name is on the actual marriage certificate. So we want to talk today, but before we do that, I want to play a clip. This is from ABC News this morning regarding this story.
Showdown in Kentucky. The county clerk defying the Supreme Court denying same-sex couples marriage licenses. She returned to work today with an armed escort and turning down yet another gay couple. We know some of those couples documenting their encounters with the woman who insists she is following God's authority, not the Supreme Court's. ABC's Alex Prez now on what that county clerk is now asking for.
County Clerk Kim Davis defiant today, her husband at her side, armed with a handgun tucked in his waistband. Waiting for her inside, another gay couple looking for a marriage license.
Your interpretation of the Bible does not trump the Constitution.
Your Amen! Amen! My God is loving!
No, this is not.
Davis today asking a federal judge to allow her to deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples while her case makes its way through the courts. The controversial clerk catapulted to the spotlight in July with this cell phone video. David Moore and David Ermold arriving for a marriage license.
If I can mention, I have the letter from the governor's office stating that all the county clerks are to issue marriage licenses. We also have the Supreme Court ruling.
Davis turning them away. They tried again in August and again yesterday.
Okay, let's stop there. Coach Dave on the air. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great, Mark. And what we're seeing, I hate to be so blunt, we're seeing the failure of the church, in my honest opinion, that we would even reach this point where a small minority of people would be able to take the lie of discrimination and rewrite an institution that's been the foundation of not only Christianity, but all civilized life, the marriage between a man and a woman, and turn it on its ear. And it's I'm not surprised by the ruling, but again, I believe the blame is not with the atheists and not with the homosexuals, but with the church that really dropped the ball in this whole battle.
Amen. So, hey, Dave, you are down in Ashland, Kentucky at the federal courthouse today.
Yes, sir.
With
yes.
Hundreds of Christians out there expressing their support for Kim Davis, Rowan County Clerk's office.
Right.
Tell us what's going on.
Well,
what happened? I mean, we have breaking news. What's going on?
Well, the judge's ruling came down, which we knew that that's what he was, the ruling he would have, because he really, you know, didn't have any. They all believe that the Supreme Court decision is a law, and it's not a law. So he ruled that she was in contempt of court and sentenced her to put her in jail, and who knows what's going to happen after that. But we were out there, Mark, and we were just trying to lift up the standard of righteousness. We did a lot of street preaching. We did a lot of we were speaking the truth to people out there. There were probably 400 Christians and probably, I don't know, a handful, 30, 40 homosexuals that were there. And we lifted up the truth and spoke the truth, and I felt that that was our duty to come and be there and do that. I had a guy standing beside me on the street there, Mark, from Ashland, Kentucky, who had never, ever been out on the streets for anything at all. And he was amazed. He said, you know, this breaks my heart. He said this entire main highway ought to be shut down with churches out here standing out
Amen.
On the street, and they're not.
Amen.
And that's why I said earlier, it's the failure of the church to have accepted not only homosexuality, but now to embrace homosexuals and leadership in churches, and to actually, some of them beginning to ordain them. Or, Mark, we know this to be the truth, but it's an issue that pastors really don't feel very comfortable taking on. And again, the problem we're facing is because we've been silent on this issue.
Amen. Well, what is the ruling today?
Well, the ruling is she's in contempt of court as a public...
For doing what? I mean...
Well, Mark, listen, first of all, she is following the law. The only law that is out there is the law in the state of Kentucky that says that she cannot marry a man and a woman. That is the law.
The law of
she's
Kentucky, that's right.
That's right. Well, there is no federal law.
Right.
There is no federal law.
Well, why do you
in
say fact, that? Because the Supreme Court has ruled gay marriage is legal.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court does not make law.
Okay.
They don't make law. In fact, Mark, didn't we have a Defense of Marriage Act that the federal government passed and the courts came along, so that doesn't apply?
Struck it down, yeah.
Yeah, so we have judicial tyranny. We have courts, unelected judges, overruling the will of the people. Now, this is not religious liberty. This is not conscience. It's none of the odd things that they're arguing on. The fact remains, Mark, this is not a law. It is not a law. Any more than Roe versus Wade was the law.
So why does everybody follow it, Coach? I mean, why Christians included, why do we just bow down and say, okay, the Supreme Court's ruled, you know, you need to toe the line, and this woman, Kim Davis, needs to defy her own conscience and follow what the Supreme Court said? Why is that?
Well, because the legal system, the courts, the judges, the lawyers, they've all told us that the courts are the final, you know, they give the final word on it. Well, Mark, they interpret the law. They determine whether or not our law is constitutional.
Right.
But the way the system is supposed to work is if they think that the law doesn't pass constitutional muster, it gets remanded back to this legislature that rewrites the law. They don't all of a sudden strike down a law and make homosexual marriage legal, which is what they tell us is what just happened. And we believe that that's the case. But, Mark, that's not the case.
So should let me ask you this. I'll play devil's advocate. The court has ruled, then the federal legislature, our Congress, needs to supposedly pass a law, right?
They did. It was called the Defense of Marriage Act.
No, but what if they went back and then legalized gay marriage and signed by the president?
Well, they'll never be legal. Listen.
Okay, so we defy that law too.
We have to, brother.
Yeah.
What's all happened? It's all happened because we've allowed the judiciary to get out of control. To tear down things that they had no business tearing down. 81% of the people in Alabama, and I believe in Ohio, was nearly 70% of the people spoke and said that marriage is between a man and a woman. And five justices come down
right.
And strike that down. That's the law of the land.
So how do you answer the questions coming from the Christian side? And you know it. They say that this woman, Kim Davis, should just resign. Resign her position and let the law, because let's say this is the law, let these gay couples marry. She should resign, recuse herself, and just step aside.
Well, Mark, isn't this interesting that we have something called sanctuary cities in the United States where immigration is not enforced? You're aware of that, right, Mark?
Yep.
How about a sanctuary county where people don't have to support something they don't believe in? See, she is the only one upholding the law. She is upholding the law. The law in the state of Kentucky says no. There is no other law. And so those who have painted her as someone who's disobeying, unlawful, she's not, Mark. She is the only one in this whole situation that is following the rule. If she would just go to the judge and say, show me the law and I'll follow it, he would not be able to produce the law.
Not be able to do it. Let me ask you this, Coach. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer is my guest today, and you can go to ptsalt.com. And check out his work. He's down there at Ashland, Kentucky, right on the front lines of this whole thing with Kim Davis, who is standing up against this unconstitutional edict by the Supreme Court saying that she will not issue marriage licenses in her county. This is what you hear from the other side, Coach, and they'll say, listen, this isn't a religious institution. If you want to, you know, be against gay marriage, that's fine. Do it in your own church. But you are an elected official to do the business of the government.
Yeah,
how do you respond?
She is doing the business, Mark. As I said to some people today, listen, there's no discrimination here. There's not a man in America that's allowed to marry another man. There's not a woman in America that's allowed to marry another woman. There's no discrimination here. It's a false argument. But again, we have bought the false argument that you're allowed to marry the one you want. I can't marry my daughter. I can't marry somebody else's wife. There's a lot of people that I love that I can't marry, Mark.
Yeah.
And again, it's just been the devil is the author of confusion, and we are so confused in America on some of these issues. And we fight the wrong issue, brother.
We do.
We have to come back to what really is lawful, and the church is the one that needs to lead the charge on
that. You know, the definition of discriminate, I looked it up before I came into the studio just to kind of set the record straight. All it is this: recognizing a distinction. That's all it is.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I mean, so we discriminate all the time. I mean, the idea that we never discriminate or we can't discriminate is false.
That's stupid if you don't discriminate.
Yeah.
Listen, discrimination, civil rights discrimination would be a white man would be able to marry a man and a black man wouldn't be able to marry a man. That would be discrimination.
Yeah.
But no man being able to marry a man, there's no discrimination in there. There is no discrimination. But they just tell us it is. They create a new right out of whole cloth, and we just bow down and follow along with it. And again, I lay this whole blame at the fact that the church is silent. There were churches there today. There weren't pastors there. We had about 30 people from the Columbus area that were down there. We had a great representation.
Good for you.
But the local church, as usual, Mark, nowhere to be seen.
Well, we got about 30 seconds, Coach. You know, the Supreme Court, when it ruled on this, and those who dissented, like Antonin Scalia, said, this isn't going to resolve the problem. This is only going to make it worse. And now you're going to be setting up all these, conflicts between religious liberty and the law of God and homosexual marriage. They were right. You got 15 seconds.
Right.
You got 15 seconds. Finish it up.
Yeah. Yeah, they were right, and they told us this is what was going to come, and it's coming for sure. And Mark, judgment of God is not coming. We are already under judgment.
We are there.
Says that when he judges the nation, he blinds its judges. Boy, have we seen that, huh?
We are. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer has been my guest on the ground there in Ashland, Kentucky, on the front lines, fighting for this young lady, Kim Davis, who's got guts, a lot more courage than a lot of our pastors in the pulpits today. And God bless her for standing for her convictions, for what she believes in. And now the court has ruled that she's in contempt of court and is subject to go to jail. We'll be following the story. Coach, again, we appreciate you being on the front line. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
That's right. We are talking about love today. It's just the wrong kind. Homosexual marriage heating up here in Ashland, Kentucky, where Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk, is refusing to issue marriage licenses, and now it's a national story. I mean, the world's on fire. Folks, we got to get our fire extinguishers out and come out on the streets and help us out. Well, turning from the gay marriage issue to keep it light and fun here today, we're going to be talking about the other issue, sexual issue that's confronting America that we knew was coming, and like a gauntlet is being forced on our agenda here in America and across our country and school systems all across the states here in Ohio. And that is the issue of transgender kids. And my guest by phone here is Brian Kemper. And Brian runs a pro-life organization, a good friend of mine. He runs a pro-life organization called Stand True. But Brian has been thrust into another debate probably he would have liked to avoid, I guess. But it involves his own children. Brian, thanks for being on the program.
It's always an honor, Mark.
So, Brian, you guys have made big news down there. I know you didn't intend all this to happen. Fill us in what's going on in the Troy City schools.
Well, Mark, it started when a female student posted on Facebook that she was now going to be allowed to use the men's restroom in the junior high school where my daughter attends. And she'll be next year in the high school where I have children also. But I wanted to confirm. I didn't want to just take some kid's Facebook post, you know, as gospel. And so I went and met the next morning with the principal of the junior high school, and he said that it wasn't going to happen today, but he couldn't tell me if it was or wasn't, and that for privacy issues he couldn't tell me. And then I asked him, what about the privacy of my children? Knowing that my children have the right to use the restroom or the locker room with only members of their own sex. And he still wouldn't say anything. So I went to the superintendent's office next. And the superintendent's office actually confirmed with me that the following week that policy was going to go into place, that Title IX required by federal law that he did this. And I explained to him that that wasn't true and that there was no federal law. And what he can do is offer a single-use restroom for the student if the student needs to feel safe and you know, in a restroom. And instead the superintendent went behind the school board's back, didn't tell them, and announced over a phone call at 6 p.m. on Friday to all the parents that this was happening, and that if our kids didn't feel comfortable, they can wait in line and use the single use, but they were going to let the female who identifies as a male have use of boys' bathrooms. And so obviously, Mark, you know how I reacted, probably the same way you would have reacted.
Absolutely.
I immediately called the Alliance Defending Freedom and called a couple local ministers and asked for a community meeting. And I showed up Monday morning at 6:45 in front of the superintendent's office with my sign saying my students deserve privacy, no co-ed bathrooms. And that kind of sparked off a storm on social media, and we've been going strong ever since.
My guest is Brian Kemper, and the website, or at least the blog that he has set up for this, is called bathroomprivacy.com.
Dot org.
Bathroomprivacy.org. This is set up for the single purpose of you know, kind of explaining what's going on in the Troy City schools with this transgendered kid who has now been given the right to use the alternate genders bathroom and locker room. Brian, you know, explain Title IX. Let me ask you this. First, explain Title IX. The school system is probably just worried about getting sued. Isn't that it?
It is. It's Title IX, it's not federal law, first of all. But it's a thing that prohibits sex discrimination in schools that receive federal funding. Mm-hmm. Now, as the ADF has pointed out in the letter, it is on bathroomprivacy.org that they sent to the schools, And I have a whole thing that I call myths and facts that the ADF put together about Title IX. And it explains that the best thing to do is provide a separate toilet or locker room for that student, but not to let that student invade the privacy of all the other students.
Right.
And that's where, unfortunately, the homosexual groups and the LGBT groups are trying to pressure the schools and make them believe that there's a federal law that says they have to do this, and there's not. The ADF took this with University of Pittsburgh and was able to reverse the decision there. Same thing in Virginia. And they're hopefully going to do that here in Ohio. Obviously, the people here had no idea that someone like me lived in the school district.
Well, you know, it just seemed like a reasonable accommodation. I mean, nobody wants their privacy rights of their children violated. I mean, if you can, obviously, as I'm saying this, my listening audience is visualizing exactly what you're talking about. And that is a transgender, someone who identifies, let's say they're a man, but they identify as a woman, going into a woman's bathroom or locker room. I mean, it's just absurd that we would make that happen. We can't and ignore the rights of the majority of the students who want privacy in their own bathrooms. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it, Brian?
It absolutely is unbelievable. And I want to make this clear. I have told my students and my children that if they see this student in school, they are not to tease them, they're
sure.
not to bully them. And if they
not.
See this young lady getting bullied, they are to defend her.
Absolutely.
That she is a human being, and they are to treat her with respect as a human being.
Absolutely.
And I don't want anything negative to come to this child.
Right.
But I don't even believe that this child is going to do something that would harm one of my children.
Sure.
What I'm worried about, Mark, is that teenage boy with raging hormones harming her. Or a teenage boy with raging hormones pretending, oh, I'm going to identify as a girl so I can go in the girl's locker room.
Exactly.
And that is it's such a slippery slope.
It opens the door for all kinds of things that they're not even thinking about. And folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you think this is an isolated incident in Troy, Ohio, I got news for you. This is happening around the country. There's another story or two that has been happening just even coincidentally with what's happening in Troy. If you're not ready, it's coming to your town, isn't it? Isn't
Absolutely.
It, Brian?
Absolutely. And parents need to be ready. If anybody has this happened in their school district, they need to immediately contact the Alliance Defending Freedom. That's, in my opinion, the very first step to do, to let them know what's going on, and then they can also contact me, and I can help them and give them some of the resources that I have. But if you think it's not going to happen in your school, Troy, Ohio is about as conservative,
mm-hmm.
small town,
yep.
Midwest, as you can get.
Well, and this is the, you know, as it was on the front cover of Time magazine, that transgender issues is the new civil rights of our day. I mean, now that they supposedly have won over the gay marriage issue, now they're pushing the envelope. Do you have any indication that this has been done with, you know, forethought and intent to try to force an agenda, or is this just an individual student making this decision himself without any other kind of agenda or force behind it?
I think the forethought was when ESPN put Bruce Jenner up there and called him a hero.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all these kids are going, look,
sure.
I could do that now.
Yeah,
I think that that was definitely forethought, and it was put out. But the thing is, Marcus, what you need to realize, this is what people don't even realize, because there a lot of people go, okay, well, maybe there is this thing where they think they're the other gender. Do you know how many trans things there are? Because there's also trans fluid. Where people think that they go, one day they're a boy, the next day they're a girl. They fluid in and out of being a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another one that's real. It's called trans-abled, where people think they identify as a handicapped person and they start having amputations of their body so they can become handicapped. And then there's people that are trans-kin, where they actually think that they're non-human, they're animals.
It's unbelievable.
These are real things.
Hey, Brian, we got 30 seconds. Let's wrap it up. Give the website out. Ask people what they can do to support you.
Bathroomprivacy.org. Please pray for us here in Troy, Ohio. Contact the administration, the superintendent of schools in Troy, Ohio. Go to the website for that and contact the superintendent and let them know that this is not okay, and we need to protect the privacy of all our children.
Brian Kemper's been my guest, my good friend Brian Kemper with Stand True Pro-Life Ministries.
And if you want to find out more about what's happening in Troy, Ohio, folks, because if you don't watch it and you're not aware, it's coming to your town, and you better be ready when it does. Go to bathroomprivacy.org. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.